Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt. Today is day 24 of our 50 days to Shavuot, counting the Omer, the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 24, Yeshua, name above every name. Philippians 2:9-11. Therefore God raised him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name, that in honor of the name given Yeshua, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue will acknowledge that Yeshua, the Messiah, is Adonai, to the glory of God the Father. Because he was obedient even to death, Philippians 2:8, Yeshua was rewarded with exaltation after his humiliation. Luke 14:11 says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. God has raised him to the highest place at his right hand. A Psalm of David. Adonai says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Where he shares honor, glory, and power with the Father. Revelation 5:13. And I heard every creature in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and everything in them responding to the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Also God has given him the name that is the character and authority above every name. Philippians 2:10-11. Shaul reveals the extraordinary fact that this name above every name is Adonai. He states moreover that the day is coming when every tongue will acknowledge it, angelic in heaven, human on earth, and demonic under the earth. Yeshua the Messiah is Adonai, Greek, Kyrios. As explained in Matthew 1:20, the Greek word Kyrios can mean anything from the tetragrammaton Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the personal name of God rendered Adonai in the Jewish New Testament, to Lord in the sense of God as universal ruler, to Lord in the human sense, to merely Sir, a respectful form of address. Isaiah 45:23, by myself I have sworn, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and is irrevocable, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will swear, which in its own context applies to Yahweh and is quoted in Philippians 2:10 in reference to Yeshua. We believe this verse teaches that Yeshua the Messiah is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and not only Lord in a lesser sense. But in what sense is Yeshua Adonai? It is not that the Father is Yeshua, nor does Yeshua exhaust the full meaning of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. The last line of Philippians 2:11 shows that neither of these can be meant, but there is in some intimate identity or unity or union between the Son and the Father. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and all things were made through him, and apart from him nothing was made that came into being. Verse 18, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only God, in the Father's embrace, has made him known. Yeshua himself says more about this intimate identity as he prays to the Father in Yochanan, or John 17. Yet no matter what is said about this and can be easily misconstrued so as to seem incompatible with the Tanakh and therefore incompatible with Judaism. Obviously anyone who, one, speaks of the Father and the Son separately, two, says both are Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and three, cleaves to the Shema, Yahweh is one, Deuteronomy 6:4, is at the very least stretching language beyond its usual limits, although no more than when God, on the sixth day of creation, said, let us make man in our image, Genesis 1:26. Since God himself transcends human limits, it is not surprising that his nature cannot be expressed fully by the normal use of language, even though the Torah uses everyday language, so that there is no hidden meaning behind the ken of ordinary readers. The fact that God transcends human limitation means that he exceeds what language can convey about him. The reader is forced to choose between exploring what Yeshua the Messiah is curious means and rejecting it by imposing his own limitations on God. The Jewish New Testament Commentary. Again, he has highly exalted him and give him a name which is above every name. There are 7 steps in this exaltation. Number 1, God highly exalted him, Philippians 2:9 and Ephesians 1:21. Ephesians 1:21, far above every ruler, authority, power, dominion, or any name that can be named, either in the Olam Hazeh or the Olam Haba. 2, God gave him a name above all, Philippians 2:9. Therefore God raised him to the highest place and gave him the name of every name. 3, at the mere mention of his name, every knee must bow, Philippians 2:10. Everything in heaven must bow, Philippians 2:10. Everything on earth must bow, Philippians 2:10. And everything under the earth must bow, Philippians 2:10. That in honor of the name given Yeshua, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Last, 7, every tongue confesses his lordship to the glory of God the Father, Philippians 2:11, and every tongue will acknowledge that Yeshua the Messiah is Adonai to the glory of God the Father. One day every human that was ever born from the beginning of time will have to bow their knees to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Some will bow as his redeemed in humility and love with rejoicing. Others will bow in shame and humiliation, knowing that there was a chance to serve the king was forfeited when they rejected his lordship. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, Lord of all. What comfort we have, his name we can access in prayer and in spiritual warfare, that one day the world will have to recognize his messiahship. Do you confess him as your master and king daily and submit to his authority in your life? Blessing over the counting of the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 24 days, which is 3 weeks and 3 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Amen. Selah. In Yeshua's name, Bo, Yeshua, Bo.